You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, sacred soul. Thank you so much, Wisdom Tribe, for being here. Here we are in the collective energy with another lovely, lovely show. I think you're really going to enjoy this show today. We have someone very special who's been on many, many times before, and I can already see so many of you who are writing in who have worked with her before and just really love the transmissions and what she brings to all of us here in the Wisdom Tribe. So I'm personally looking forward to this conversation, and I'm sure you are too. So let's all weave the web of light together. Let's all get on that beautiful grid, and let's all increase and up-level our vibration and our consciousness. Let's all get into a space of expansiveness and set our intentions that we are here to receive what is being delivered to us. We are here to transmute what needs to be transmuted, and we're here to grow. So let us also invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today. Open our hearts so we may hear what we are meant to hear. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Sun Ra is a Lemurian high priestess and is part of the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13. She offers channeled group and individual sessions with this Lemurian priestess circle, and is also a member of the Grand Teton Guiding Council, a cosmic council which guides Earth and humanity on their evolutionary paths. Sun Ra has recently stepped into her role as Lady of Betelgeuse and is taking her initiations as a Star Lord Master and Cosmic Guardian. She's also a certified hypnotherapist and has been doing spiritual work with clients for over 30 years. Sun Ra works for star beings, ascended masters, angels, and councils of light throughout the cosmos. She is dedicated to helping us move forward in our spiritual paths and reestablishing paradise on earth in our new golden age. So welcome, Sun Ra. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let me share with everyone what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be talking about awakened Lemurian chakras, the key to mastery in our current time on Earth. Now, Sun Ra is also going to be taking live questions. So if you have questions around your chakras, because you'll notice that as we have the conversation today, there'll be a lot of conversation around chakra work, right, and the importance of chakra work. So Sun Ra will take some personal questions, so *2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the webpage, then put your question in the webinar box. So anything around blockages, chakra blockages that you might have, or understanding what you're holding in your chakras, then *2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in. Make sure you put your name in there as well so we know who it is. And then towards the end of the show, Sun Ra is going to be taking everyone through a chakra sound activation. So that's going to be a beautiful process that Sun Ra is going to take us through. So Sun Ra, thank you again for being here. It's wonderful that you're here and that you're bringing this really, really important subject to us at this time.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks so much. I'm happy to do that. It's really important to bring the chakra energy.
You know, well, let's talk. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think a lot of people might be like, well, we talk about chakras. I know about my chakras. But I'll tell you, the chakras are deepening or gaining more access to the information within the chakras. And now that we're in this time, you know, this major mammoth transformational time on Earth, a lot of energy that is being held in the chakras, specific for us, the Lemurian chambers of the chakras, that needs to come forth so that we have access to that ancient energy that is collective Lemurian energy, but also that is specific to you, to each person here. And during this time, you may have noticed, I mean, in yourself or in the listeners, in me as well, really deep things that I maybe haven't known were in there have come up. So it's a time that we have an opportunity. We've heard that word a lot. But this is an opportunity. It's like whatever might be held in there that's deep that you didn't know about or maybe that you're revisiting, it's really good not only to activate the chakras but to clear them so that we can anchor our golden age. The chakras are so important. And the Lemurian energy that's in there is absolutely essential to take our next steps in really being full of ourselves and in loving energy with each other.
So are you saying that inside our chakras, or within the chakras themselves, there is ancient wisdom and divine intelligence that resides, almost like they are versions of the Akashic records in a sense, possibly, but also that there is specifically Lemurian energy that's residing in our chakras. Is that what you're sharing? Okay.
Yes, because there are, what the priestesses tell me, there are chambers, Lemurian chambers in each one of our chakras. Now, we're used to the major seven chakras, and now many others have come forth, the higher heart and the hara and the higher chakras above the head and at the back of the head. So it's not so much that all of these chakras are chakras only that we had in Lemuria, but that we need the Lemurian energy in these Lemurian chambers to be able to come forth. And though that energy has been kind of locked away for a great deal, and so now, and even in the past few years, it's awakening. It's like some kind of programs to awaken now. When the conditions, if the conditions on Earth are a certain way, whether now in our transformation or whether there are certain light centers or as the Earth's chakras are awakening, activating again, then that is activating our own. So we're having memories or just some kind of knowing. It's like, oh, Lemuria, that sounds familiar. And maybe we don't know how far else to take that. But as we use the sounds, the Lemurian sounds, then those sounds are like a key. And we are then able to open the encoded energy in those Lemurian chambers in the chakras. So it's magical and fascinating. And it may be very direct memories, or it may be just kind of an elevation, you know, an inspiration that led you even to this call.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Lemurian energy itself. You know, let's talk about the nature of the energy and what that energy stands for in a sense. And I know that Lemurian energy is certainly what we need now in terms of the move away from the patriarchal society, that beautiful kind of divine feminine energy. But, you know, you as one of the priestesses in the Circle of 13, share with us what that energy really means to us and what it brings for us and what we can become once that energy is unlocked.
Yes, absolutely. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. And I want to say everybody that's here is from Lemuria, or you would not be here. Because we always get that question. How do I know I'm from Lemuria? If you are here, you have been in Lemuria, and you are here because some part of you knows that, and you're waking up, to that part of you now. What was Lemuria? Lemuria was really a paradise. It was an idyllic society. And I know there's some part of you that might say, oh, come on, really? And it's like, yes, yes, really. Because we did live in Lemuria in harmony. We did live with beauty within, because beauty is an inspirational energy. So not only did we have the beautiful energy on Earth that was a paradise, but we had that beauty, that energy of beauty within ourselves, and it was shared with each other easily and freely. And there's a kind of transparency Because now sometimes we are coming back from our separation after when we left Lemuria, you know, then there was a separation, which we are now moving back out of and into the wholeness. And so that transparency now is coming more available to us because we are getting more and more so that we have nothing to hide or that we can trust or that we're not worried about what might be triggered. Because in Lemuria, we were triggered. Nobody triggered us. There were no emotional difficulties. And now we're moving out of that. That's why we're clearing the chakras and awakening to more light. So I want to reiterate the harmony with each other and in cooperation. And not only with each other, but with the earth and with all the other kingdoms. In Lemuria, we didn't have to worry about, you know, being bitten by a snake or an antelope or, you know, moose or something. Did not have to worry about us shooting them. There was not that energy. There was an energy of beauty, harmony, sharing, and even communicating with each other. Because maybe we couldn't communicate in words necessarily, you know, English words with other kingdoms, but certainly we had a flow of energy with them. So we could feel that heart energy or wherever it came from. And there were those that kind of specialized in having more direct communications with, you know, other beings, those in the waters, the trees, the plants, the birds, the earth itself. And the other thing that was really, really important in Lemuria was balance. There was so much focus on keeping balance. Now, people are a bit out of balance with themselves. We're not in balance. Our emotional bodies aren't necessarily, or maybe not constantly, in balance with our I Am Presence or with our soul or divine will. And so in Lemuria, we were in balance with ourselves. And of course, you have to be in balance with yourself to be in balance with other people. And then people, a village, you know, our community would need to be in balance with itself to be in balance with the earth. Mm-hmm. And that balance also means we would be in balance with the other kingdoms on the earth. I've noticed where I'm living now, where we've moved to, that there's a lot of mosquitoes here. And I'm like, okay, did we have mosquitoes in Lemuria? It's like, well, not mosquitoes that bit. You know, there wasn't that energy because mosquitoes are also pollinators. You know, I thought they have no purpose. And I looked it up. Well, they're pollinators. They do have a purpose. They do have something to offer. Yes, they are.
Oh. I think so many of us have the same question.
It's like, really? Those mosquitoes, they have no purpose. But when I found out they were pollinators, I'm like, okay. And so then I went back and I asked the priestess, you know, what's going on with bugs like this, you know, that will cause us pain, you know? And it's like, yes, there were all kinds of these kind of bugs like this, but they did not hurt us. They served their purpose and they got their needs met, not by hurting anyone. And we got our needs met, not by hurting anyone. So the balance. And on Earth now, we're so out of balance. I mean, with the climate change, completely out of balance. Mm-hmm. There wasn't that in Lemuria because there was a constant focus by the priestesses and the priests, you know, the orders of those energies. They kept things in balance. When things begin to get out of balance, you know, right away it would be dealt with. So there would be balance again. And balance with the cosmos. So we have balance with the solar system and our sun, balance with the galaxy, balance with the universe, balance with the formless realms, balance of masculine and feminine. So in Lemuria, then, our energy centers were also in balance and were clear and were flowing in ourselves appropriately to the highest level, you know, appropriate, possible. And then also our energy flow would flow with other people, beings, through their energy centers. That way we would grow and learn, because it's not like we knew everything on Lemuria. people came to Lemuria in their energetic form to serve and to grow and learn. So there was always growth on our spiritual path and always learning. There was always ceremonial energy. And there was coming together on special holidays, or full moons, like what's coming up, eclipses, solstices, equinoxes, and other cosmic, I want to say holidays, other cosmic, you know, high energy days. So it really was not moving through conflict to get back to oneness. It was just maintaining that oneness, that wholeness, that love, and that peaceful energy. So as we bring that Lemurian energy now, it's helping us to remember and bring that back from within ourselves and to our planet.
So the chakras contain the wisdom and the intelligence, really the signature as well, right, of that energy that still resides within us. And so we're carrying this energy with us. I'm sure we'll talk about it later because I know you've brought a beautiful program to us as well. But if you wouldn't mind sharing, what are some of the ways that we can unlock the remembering, mm-hmm. unlock this intelligence within ourselves, within our chakras?
Yes, absolutely. So from my point of view and the priestess's point of view, the sounds are really, really important. So what we have is Lemurian sounds for each one of the chakras, and we work with 16 chakras. Now, I know some people are probably on the show and they've heard about these before, but in the past few months, there's been another, a 16th chakra that has come open in the class that's in the package. So we have now 16 chakras that we are working with specifically, and there is a sound that goes with each one of these. And the sound is like a key in its encodement. So it will move into the chakra and it will unlock that energy in the various chambers, the Lemurian chambers. Now, there are hundreds of these chambers. They don't usually open all at once. The sounds are encoded and also the energy that the priestesses bring. Because later on when we have the activation, we're also going to be having an infusion of energy. We'll activate the chakras and then it'll be an infusion of energy from the priestesses. So what's happening is that there's encodements that are coming from the sounds that go in and unlock the appropriate chambers, because it's good that they go in a certain order. So that happens in a way that is useful. Then the chakras are open and it's like that energy from these chambers kind of flows into the chakras, it flows through your meridians, flows through your DNA, flows through your grid system, because we have a specific Lemurian grid system with our regular human and earth grid system. And the grid system and the chakras are kind of woven together, they flow together. So to have this open, it helps elevate our energy so that we feel elevated, uplifted, we feel more peaceful. We feel sometimes blissful, kind of high. And that is really, we're not used to that. And yet in Lemuria, we live that way all the time. So the sounds are really the keys, plus the energy that the priestesses bring, which that usually comes in, you know, wands or beams of energy, which also hold different kind of encodements. So it's a combination of the sounds and the wands, the beams of energy of light. And so everybody has a collective, everybody here, you know, and everyone from Lemuria has that collective energy of Lemuria held within them. And then they have their own individual energy or purpose of who they are, what to express of themselves, of their Lemurian self. So that is it's like we're all pieces of the puzzle, you know, pieces of the collective human, the earth, the cosmic puzzle. And so now, Ian, it's so important. We need all of our pieces. The puzzle needs to be completed as we are anchoring this Lemurian energy on the earth. And we are helping to have the earth, you know, holds all the energy of every civilization. So as we are Lemurian, then, as we wake up ourselves, then we are helping for that energy of Lemuria that the earth is holding in her own archives, we might say, or her own Akashic records. Then that comes up through into the grid system of the earth, but very specifically, it can come up through our chakras, through our earth star chakra beneath the feet, and then up all of our chakras, which does two things. One thing that helps to further awaken our chakras, our Lemurian chambers in the chakras, but second, it helps us to then bring that energy in, further awaken us, and then emanate that out through our chakras with no effort on our part. So that goes into the human grid and the earth grid, and it really, people that are ready can feel that energy. It's like a seed, you know.
Yeah.
The seed will awaken. And that's another thing in Lemuria, ease and grace.
Mm.
Ease and grace. Now, you know, I think everybody is ready for ease and grace, especially during this time.
Yeah.
Wonderful things that have come out of this, you know. And there are people that are really having trouble. So we want ease and grace for everyone. That is the Lemurian way.
You know, I chuckled a little bit because every time I think of a question I'd love to ask you, you pretty much just answer it. So it's like telepathically we're communicating today. Seriously. So I was going to ask about, you know, what happens when that Lemurian energy is unlocked. And of course, you've already shared that. It's fulfilling two purposes. One, our individual awakening is accelerated. And then the second thing is, like, we then become ambassadors of this beautiful energy that is then, you know, disseminated throughout the collective consciousness. You know, so the trigger mechanism, if you would be the unlocking of this energy that is sitting there. Would you say it's sitting there dormant, waiting for us to take action on this?
If I'm understanding you, what you're saying correctly, I think that's true. It's because before, we in Lemuria also were energetically designed in ways to keep memories of not only ourselves, but of what happened on Lemuria. So our historic records, we might say. So it can be also called the Akashic record of your own being, but also of what happened, you know, collectively. Because there were many different communities in Lemuria. It was a huge, you know, landmass. And there was communication, you know, between the different communities, telepathic and, you know, actually physical traveling too, you know, to do ceremony and keep the balance and awaken and continue to learn and grow. And so that energy, because it was known, I would say, generations before that Lemuria was going to be no longer. And so that means we had this part of us, or through the priestesses, the high priestesses and elders, priests, that we would then be energetically designed to hold within us the energy of what we needed and of what we needed to bring forth. So that means each one of us has, and I like your word, signature, each one of us has that signature to bring forth. This is what I have to offer from Lemuria that can help in this time. So it was, well, we can use the word programmed, but I like the word energetically designed better, specifically to say when the situation is right on earth. And that has happened a few times. It's not only now or 10 years ago. It has happened also in other ancient civilizations to allow this to come forth in the perfect timing for whoever you are. And there's probably a group, you know, that comes from, not only one person. So then somehow it awakens from within you because of the how it was designed energetically to come forth when conditions were right. Just like when there's a lot of dormant seeds on a planet and all of a sudden they get a huge amount of rain and then there's this big influx of growth, of green. I especially noticed this in the desert where I live.
Mm.
So it's kind of the same thing. We have those seeds, you know, seeds in us. Of ancient times, and so that when the conditions are right, then it's like it knocks on us from the inside, knocks on the door from the inside. Okay, pay attention, and then people do or people don't, but we can see now that is happening, and it has happened, like I said, many times. So that means it is awakening from within. And then it awakens others, you know, so it's like this cascade effect. Oh, here's someone who's putting forth this energy, and then that energy that's emanating from them will touch another in an energetic way. So I guess being held dormant is true, waiting for the right time and or conditions so it can awaken and bring the energy forth.
Thank you.
Did that answer your question, Ian?
It did. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking about waiting for the right time, I want to, you know, bring this down to maybe an individual level, since we're going to be taking callers fairly soon. By the way, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Sun Ra a question. If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, Sun Ra is going to be taking personal questions on your chakras. So helping you understand what blockages you might have or what you're holding in your chakras. So I wanted you to talk a little bit, Sun Ra, around what we might be holding in our chakras that might be preventing this, the unblocking, mm-hmm. Or what we are, anything that we might be carrying with us that might be preventing the unblocking. So, because I'm getting a sense that people would love to utilize the sounds and the chanting to get to that beautiful place, because it sounds like such a wonderful transformation for us all.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things that people might be holding onto, or what blockages might be there, just on a general level first, before we take questions?
Mm-hmm.
That you can share with everyone today.
Sure. Well, you know, it's what people know. People have fears of what has happened to them since the time of separation, which happened after Lemuria, really. And there are people also, because many people call it the fall of Lemuria when it went into the ocean, there are people that are holding trauma from that, because everyone didn't fully understand what was happening, even though the priests and priestesses were preparing. So some people have that trauma from the fall. Some people could have trauma from Atlantis, you know, of all whatever was happening there with the programming of the crystals and the experimentation. And people could have during, and this is really important, we are in a time now where we're not exactly, we are moving from one way of living, one civilization, we might say, to a higher civilization, back to Lemurian values and other high values of other higher spiritual communities and civilizations. So I've been made aware that there is trauma caused when one civilization takes over another. For instance, the priestess of Avalon during that time of the Druids and the Druids themselves were taken over by the Romans and even by other invaders. These were traumatic and horrible times during when one takes over another. And we are holding that energy, especially women who were the holders of the wisdom, and they were, you know, unspeakable things happened. So as we are moving now from one civilization into our new golden age, all that stuff is being brought up. So there's fears, there's blockages, there's, I can't possibly express who I am, a lot of throat chakra stuff. I mean, now I'm starting to feel all the energy, you know, there's a lot of throat chakra energy that really is having a hard time being expressed because of the trauma. And in many other civilizations where one civilization takes over another, in the United States, we came and took over the Native people. And all of those things are very violent, and especially for women and the witches, you know, all of those, the healers, all of those, we have been told, and it's been very physical. No, you can't come forth. Your wisdom is important, and we're going to kill you for it. So it's hard to be fully loving and trusting and wanting to express who we are when we haven't fully forgiven and released and dissolved that energy. So I feel a lot of that in our listeners today. And it could just be, you know, within our tribal societies, you know, anything that was traumatic that blocks us. And there are, you know, sometimes we were specifically blocked, you know, by spells and curses and that kind of thing, that can be extremely intricate to unwind. That said, you will never bring forth this knowledge again. And of course, if you're supposed to, you will, because there are ways to unwind those things. And just generally, also storing things in our being that need to be safe. So some of the extreme wisdom, very powerful wisdom, we have hidden in ourselves to keep it safe. And in many cases, it's time now. This is the time to be safe. But we're so used to hiding it away that it's hard to fully understand, because we have guardians inside of us that guard these, you know, pieces of wisdom. So we have to, that's not exactly a blockage, but it's now kind of a lack of understanding. It's like, thank you, guardians, but it's time now. The sacred wisdom is supposed to come forth now. That may have been a really long answer, but that's what I was seeing and feeling in the group.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for tuning in to everyone collectively and sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, before we get to questions, I just wanted to also ask, so that we could also set the context of why it's so important, why Lemuria specifically is so important in really anchoring in this beautiful energy. You know, we talk about the new earth, we talk about heaven on earth, we talk about creating paradise now. Why is the Lemurian energy specifically so important? And I think you've spoken a little bit about that, just because of the nature, the beautiful, harmonious nature of the energy. But anything you can add to that for everyone today?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So, yes, the things I said before, the harmony, the beauty, the love, the cooperation, the ease and grace, all of that is what we are needing that now. We cannot come together and transform all of the, as you said, patriarchal energy. So Lemuria was also largely feminine. Now, it was balanced between feminine and masculine. It wasn't matriarchal, so only women were good, you know, kind of like it is the opposite now. It wasn't like that, but it did have a very, very strong feminine way of being. And so we need that now, because the feminine is the transformative force of light. And we need transformation right now. The Lemuria, that in that feminine energy, it is the receptive energy. And so as collective women or individual women, we receive the energy that is offered. We have it, we take it, we transform it, and then we give it back. So it completes the circle. So in that feminine energy, we need to have that. So Lemuria brings that feminine energy of that birthing of energy, of that receiving of the energy. And in Lemuria, it was continual transformation because it was dynamic all the time. And we need that dynamic energy now, because we can't be sitting still. It's just constantly moving, and that's in our cells, in our particles. So we bring that energy now, and that's not with effort. That is not with effort. That is just growing back into who we are in that transformational force. Because there was also balance between the masculine and feminine in Lemuria, we have to bring that back. But the way that I am seeing it, I'm being shown, the women are kind of having to step forth with that transformation. And then so many more men are waking up too, which I'm so grateful for. You're one of them. So it's important that we bring that feminine energy back. We allow it to be in balance with that masculine energy. So there's that easy flow. There's the easy give and take. There's the easy support. Right now, the feminine needs to have a safe space to express, and the masculine needs to be supportive and protective. Not that women can't protect themselves. I'm not saying that. But there is that kind of archetypal energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be in balance, and we need to be in balance with our own feminine and masculine within. So the transformation of what's happening now with the feminine and from Lemuria and with the peace and the love and the kindness, that must return. And Lemuria was the first, really the first place on Earth to be inhabited by very, very high-level energy. And everyone who came to Lemuria came from the star energy. And so that is then having to come through that cosmic energy, which will come through the women and the men and will awaken from within us as well. For we have those cosmic chambers in our chakras as well. And that also will help to be awakened through the tones.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big piece. It's a very, very essential piece here.
Right, right. Yes, we are definitely ready. Certainly those in the call today and those in these various communities, we're definitely ready for a much greater degree of cooperation, harmony, and awakening. Yeah, we're so ready for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even though, we're not always sure what that looks like. Sometimes it's hard to imagine. It's like, well, how is that going to work? It's like, well, we don't have to know everything. But what we need to know is, I want to feel peaceful, harmonious, loving, happy.
Yeah.
When we know that, then we take the next right step in ourselves and in our service or in our, relationships with others. So we don't have to know everything. We just need to know what we want, what our deepest heartfelt desires are, and take the next right step.
Yeah. Well, if you're ready, I'd love to go to the phones and the web and take some callers. And
I'm ready.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, everyone. So if you're on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to ask Sun Ra a question. And again, she'll be taking questions around your chakras, so helping you with any blockages or understanding more about your own personal chakras, maybe what you're holding in your chakras. So it'd be wonderful if you could come on the phone and have your question ready. So let's go to the phone first. And, there's two people from Northbrook, Illinois, right next to each other. So I'm going to have to take both of you. as soon as I say Northbrook, Illinois, there's two people going, me, me, me. Okay, so yes, we'll do one first and the other. Okay, the first one is going to be with a phone number ending in 1448. So if that's you, you're on live.
Hello, Ian. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Miranda, and I'm so excited to get to hear Sun Ra speak again. I'm a fellow New Mexican, and I have a very, very, very deep tie to the end of Avalon. I've not yet connected with Lemuria, but I feel like I was probably there. And so anything you could read in my chakras that might be blocked, help open up that aspect of previous life, I'd be more than grateful.
Yes, Miranda, thank you. And I think it's interesting, you're a fellow New Mexican, and I am originally from the Chicago area, so very funny.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
great.
Yes. So, Miranda, I see that the front of your chakras is much more open than the back. And what I'd like to be able to help you with is to open that back. So the priestesses are going to bring through, we're around you now, and we're bringing through some energy to assist in opening, because you're kind of on lockdown in the back here. So, of course, the flow isn't completely full. So let's just give you, let's just give a minute to bring forth the energies. And I see a lot of energy coming out now of the chakras in the back, especially the back of the heart and the lower back, which could be the root center and or the second chakra. So as this comes out of you, then it's almost like there's energy just being able to move up and release from the back, from, you know, up through the spinal fluid and up through each chakra. And there's a brace being taken off. It looks to me like a metal brace, and it's being taken off. So that's energetic. And it was placed there, I think, to, you know, keep you from being able to be fully expressed. And in your time in Avalon, you were a priestess of Avalon, and you were there in the shift, you know, in the conquering. And so there was much that that transpired that you are needing to release. And this energy is really now, it's like it's coming out and flying off of you into the light. And so you can fill yourself now. You may say, I fill myself with my priestess of Avalon self. So you can allow that energy to be filled within you. And you can say, I am safe. I am safe now. I continue to be safe. That time is over, and I now can bring forth who I am. You are also a priestess in Lemuria. So you have the Lemurian heritage and the Avalon heritage. And so I would continue. I would call upon the priestesses. I invoke the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13, and I ask them to help me continue bringing forth my own inner wisdom and releasing what is not mine. I am safe. Miranda, I am safe.
I am safe. Thank you.
Does that feel a little different?
Yeah, yes, it does. Because in this lifetime, they have come and tried to take me over. Now, I feel like I'm past that. I do a lot of energetic work to protect myself. But it feels good to release that and feel free to be who I am.
Yes, absolutely. We need you. We need who you are.
Thank you
for coming back. Thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay.
Bye. Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right. And as we said, Northbrook, Illinois again. Well, of course, this is where the phone says you're from. You might not be from Northbrook, Illinois, but 2089 are the last four digits, and you are live.
Hi, Sunra.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Ian. I have a question that concerning my root chakra, and I'm thinking that I have some blockages down there that's, you know, holding me back from, you know, a lot of things or whatnot. I'm just curious if that's accurate or not, or.
Mm-hmm. What's your name again?
My name is Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Dave. Thank you, Dave. All right. So, yeah, I think that's true because you don't really want to be grounded. It's like it's not safe to be grounded. And I think that we, if you're willing, we'll put a bubble of light. Now, it's shaped like a bubble, but really it's quite a matrix of light. And as we do that, you can help yourself. It allows energy in that you need, but it allows you also to release energy. And I'd like you to please place your consciousness then in your root center while you are in this really matrix of light. And the priestesses, now we will together bring some energy there to open up that locked energy. And there needs to be some trust. You are also afraid that you will make yet another mistake from past lives and you will hurt people. David, you are done with that. So you need to trust yourself again. I am working in the light. I'm forgiving myself whatever I did that was wrong, whatever anyone did to me, and I am allowing myself to flow again fully and completely. I am safe, and I trust myself to be working in the light now. I do see some flowing energy flowing down from the root chakra. Can you perceive it?
Yeah, I do.
So continue, just continue every morning. Put that light around you, that matrix of light, and then, you know, be with what we have said to you. I am safe.
I am safe, and so it is. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Blessing. Thanks so much. Bye now. Beautiful. Thanks for that lovely, lovely work. Okay. This is going to be Trenton, New Jersey, and the last four digits are 7624, and you are live on the air with Sun Ra. Hello. You have a phone number ending in 7624, Trenton, New Jersey. Anyone home? No one home? We can try that again maybe later. Let's go to Sunnyvale, California, and that's going to be 5124. 5124, you're live.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm John, and I thank you, Sandra, for being here today, because this morning, my sister-in-law informed me that I had an imbalance in my chakras. So, and I started looking at, you know, I'm new to this. And,
uh-huh.
And my question to you is, where do you see the imbalance in, you know, how can I
okay.
get imbalance again?
All right. Good, John. Thank you. So it appears to me that the strongest imbalance is in the solar plexus, and how it flows or does not flow fully between the solar plexus and the heart. So as you know, the chakras flow up and down. And what's happening is there's a disconnect between the solar plexus, which is your power center, and also your masculine center, and the heart, which is your center of love. And so we want that power and love to be flowing together, because love protects power, so it doesn't get out of balance. And so I'd like you to start in your heart and just pretend that you're kind of walking down to your solar plexus, bringing that loving energy down from the heart to the solar plexus. Just play a game with it. Or it could be an elevator if you like, going down with the love of the solar plexus, love of the heart going into the solar plexus and bringing that loving energy to your power center and to that inner divine male. And let your body move a little bit with that. And then bring the male energy from the solar plexus, offering, because the male offers in its transcendent state. The male offers a gift to the loving energy. So let the male energy just move up to the heart and offer a gift. It could be a gift of love or a gift of honor, whatever it is. And see how that feels to you. It feels like you're doing it. Do you get a sense of it?
Yes, I do get a sense of it. Walking down and then walking up again.
Yeah.
Sharing the love.
Sharing the love, yeah. Both ways. Sharing the love. So you can just play with it, John. Just play with it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Thanks for calling in. Blessings to you. Okay, let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's going to be 7200, or the last four digits of the phone number, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ms. Sun Ra Alworth?
Yes, it is. Hello.
I love you. Oh, my goodness. I love you, Ms. Sun Ra. Oh. You are a gift.
Yeah,
you are such a gift. I love your YouTube. Your YouTube is amazing. You have the best YouTube. Yes, your YouTube has saved me so much stress, and I'm a hurricane survivor. So You know, I'm really, yes, ma'am, I'm really doing my best to try to be someone that is in a higher frequency and really feel more deserving. Do you have any idea how, I'm so sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Zoe.
Zoe, hi, Zoe. Thank you.
Yes,
and thank
ma'am.
You so much.
And I didn't know how I can feel more deserving of that Lemurian essence that, you know, helps me to stay grounded, you know, centered away from the predatory patriarchy.
Yeah. All right. So I'd like you, please, if your energy is a little scattered, it's everywhere. So we want to ground. We want to ground you, and we want to ground you in your Lemurian and feminine energy.
Yes.
So I'm going to do this real, real quickly. Okay, I want you to start from above your head, and I want you to say, "I am a Lemurian being of light."
I am a Lemurian being of infinite light.
And bring that down through your crown, through your third eye. Bring that down through your throat, through your heart. Bring that down through your spine. Bring that down through your solar plexus.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring that down to your second chakra. Bring that down through your root center, through your spine, and then boom, get it down into the earth. Connect with the earth. Connect with the light core of the earth.
Oh, that is so reinvigorating. I was so dead.
Oh, glad you're awake and alive and invigorated. But that grounding is real important. Real important, Zoe. You need to really do that grounding every day, maybe several times a day.
And what about that Lemurian chant you have for DNA activation? Should I use that?
You can do that, but I think the one for loving energy is much better. And that should be out there too.
Definitely.
Yeah, that I think that will be better for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you,
Zoe. The grounding.
Thanks for calling in. Great to have you here. All right, sweetheart. Much love. Bye now. All right, beautiful. Well, I do want to get to some web questions as well, but I think what we'll do is, since we're talking about the chanting now, Sun Ra, I think this would be lovely if you could share with everyone what the chants are in your offer, so people can take a peek at that and feel into that and get a good sense of what those chants will do for people when they either experience them or integrate them into their lives. So let me just share with everyone, Sun Ra, how they can actually follow along visually. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page as normal, you would go to the orange offer button that's underneath Sun Ra's photograph. That's if you're on the webinar page, you know, the one where you're listening to the webcast. Or if you're not on that page and you'd like to follow along, then just go ahead and type in WOTA show. That's WOTASHOW.com. And then put in a forward slash. So that's WOTASHOW.com/ and Sun Ra, which is SANRA. And the number 10. Everything's lowercase. I know, we haven't capitalized anything to make it nice and easy for you to type in. So it's WOTASHOW.com/ Sun Ra, which is SANRA, and then the number 10, and hit enter, and you'll be taken to the special offer page. So Sun Ra, please take us through this beautiful offer that you've included for the Wisdom Tribe today.
Ian, I'm so excited about this. I can't tell you. It was so enlivening and awakening. The first, there was the introductory, and that was 7 weeks. So we went through all the chakras, and by all the chakras, I mean all 15. And the 16th was introduced, I think, in that one, in that class. That's why this part of the reason is so exciting. So a lot of people have done a lot of chakra work with me and in, on your own, but this took us so much deeper. We went through the root, and we'll have this activated later, but we went through the earth star. We went through the root chakra because it was supposed to be just for the Lemurian chakras, which are the higher chakras, but really it ended up being all of them. So we went to the sacral and the hara and the heart and the higher heart and the throat. We went through the jade gateway, which is at the back of the head. the third eye and the crown, the causal, which is above the head, the soul star more above, the stellar gateway maybe arm's length, and then the gateway of the cosmic mother, which is maybe 8 feet above, that came later. But we not only opened the chakras, we empowered the chakras, and then we restored, you know, because sometimes our chakras are crooked. Sometimes they are closed down. Sometimes they're damaged. So there's a, you know, that automatically happens for these to be kind of corrected, I might say healed. And then it helps the chakras flow with each other. So that was amazing in itself. And then we have the next, which is the advanced, is what I'm calling it. There were 5 sessions of that. And that is when the energy of the great cosmic mother came through. And that was, once that came through, it like opened us up. It was like we were blasted open to the bridge of the sacred birth canal of the great cosmic mother. And for me, usually when I do these things, I appreciate them and enjoy them. I feel I grow, but I was like blown away from my own personal spiritual self. And I was so excited to bring through this gateway of the cosmic mother, because that was a chakra that we did have before in Lemuria, but it was shut. It was closed down because it was being misused as we went into separation, and it was opened again. And people were like, wow, I remember that. And it was really amazing. It was like a blasting open, but in a safe way. So we use the sounds. We use the energy of the priestesses. We use even the cosmic energy. So it wasn't only the priestesses here. But I cannot say enough about the power and enlightenment, elevation, expansion of this package. It's amazing. I didn't mean to get carried away there, but I was pretty excited about it.
No, of course. You know, we can't get this information elsewhere, really. I mean, you really have been tapped on the shoulder by the divine, and you're really tasked, in a sense, with bringing this information to us. And that's certainly how I see it, having done this for years. I really believe that in my very, very core. I believe that, you know, this information, certain people have received certain gifts and abilities and information, and then it's up to you to actually share that with the rest of us, right? I mean, so we, of course, are we feel into this, and if it's a match, then we just say absolutely yes. And that's also why we're here on the show today, is because there's already a resonance with you, San Ra, of course. So, yeah, by all means, get excited. I love it. Yeah.
But, yeah, so this is amazing stuff. It really is amazing. Mm. And then there's the recorded sounds of the 16 chakras and a PDF that has a visual, and it has the chants written down. So it makes it a lot easier because it's not like they're easy, you know.
Yeah,
so sometimes they're kind of complex, but I was so amazed to bring that through. But I still feel it. I still work with that. So I am so grateful to have it be offered, Ian. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Well, lovely. So before we get into your private session, which I think people are very eager to hear about, even those who have worked with you before, they want to see how can I work with you again. But let's talk about these chakra tones again. And we actually had quite a few people join after the call started. So, you know, don't go back to the very beginning, but share with us again, maybe as a summary, what these chants are going to do, specifically focusing on the unlocking of the Lemurian energy within our chakras. So really, what are these going to unlock in us when we listen to them?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes, the chant is like a key, because if it's kind of encoded. So the chant is like a key, and that key then opens the lock of the inner Lemurian chambers in each chakra. So we know every chakra is, and I said before, it's a sphere. Now, see, the chakra in Sanskrit, it means wheel. But we have moved, those of us that have been working on this, and moved it so it's now a sphere of light. So as the sound moves in, it awakens then the inner chambers. Now, there are all different kinds of chambers in the chakras, but I'm specifically talking about the Lemurian ones. And these Lemurian ones hold collective Lemurian energy and wisdom, and then they hold the energy that's specific to you, meaning what you did in Lemuria, what you have to offer, what you did in Lemuria, and how you can offer that now, because we need that. We need you. And so that means when you do the chanting and when you feel, because it's not only the chanting, but it's the energy that comes along with the chant that goes in and opens, awakens. So you might get very direct memories, or you might just feel kind of an elevation. And that's really what happens at first more often, to get an elevation of the peaceful, harmonic, beautiful, loving ease energy from Lemuria. So that then becomes available to you, and it helps your chakras flow together, and it helps your chakras then move up into a higher level. So the chanting assists that. And let me say, Ian, for those of you that are here that have had the chant before, every time we move into another level, which we have done since that Lemurian chakra class, the chants are the same, but you are getting a higher level of energy kind of piggybacking on them. So you're getting the words, the chants, and the same sound, but you're getting also infused with that higher energy because they're upgraded on a regular basis, and that's happening a lot more often now that we're in this time of transformation.
Beautiful. And then the wisdom, the Lemurian wisdom, is also unlocked and released. And I really enjoyed what you were speaking about earlier when you referenced that this is done with so much ease and grace without effort, where that wisdom and the harmony and all those beautiful aspects that I think so many of us, you know, on the call and even beyond, are really hoping for this world to become, you know. You know, when we think of Lemuria, we think of Nirvana, we think of, you know, utopia, just using those words. But, you know, when we think of Lemuria, that unlocks that beautiful, harmonious, cooperative Lemurian energy.
Yes, and may I add to that, you said people are wanting, people are hoping that this turns out that way. Part of awakening your own Lemurian energy and the Lemurian energy from these chambers in the chakras is because that helps you take your place. We need each one of us to take our place. Then it gives hope and action, you know. But our action must come from our being, our being. It can't come from our thinking mind, or it can't be pushed. Our action, because this is now spiritual action, divine action. So that action comes from our being. So awakening this energy brings us past hope, but into a solid spiritual action of offering who we are and taking the next right step, putting your puzzle piece into the puzzle.
Yeah, so lovely, lovely.
And really important.
Yeah, you know, take your place, take our place. Yeah. So the other thing that you're offering here, Sun Ra, is the private session with you. And,
yes, yeah. These are so wonderful. They're so wonderful. You know, the first one on there is the Lemurian Priestess channeled session, which... if you haven't had that one, it gives you energy, information about what you did in Lemuria and how that applies to today. Because we've all done many things in Lemuria, but what's happening is the thing that's most needed from then to the day to today, then you are told about. So you can, that helps people with their life purpose a little bit. And then you get some healing because the priestesses will balance and rebalance energy, so you're flowing easily and helping also to wake up the chakras. And you get your Lemurian name sung to you. It's an amazing experience. And that Lemurian name reflects your purpose. It's not usually a direct translation. So that means you are left with saying, I am. Like my Lemurian name is Mekantalashti. So I say, I am Mekantalashti. And that fills me with my Lemurian energy because Mekantalashti holds that for me. So when you get your name sung to you by the priestesses and then you say, I am, whatever it may be, it really fills you and empowers you in your Lemurian song. So that is, that's wonderful, empowering, and so loving. Priestesses are so loving, and that is really needed here. And if you've had a session like that, then you can have the other one, which is a healing session. And that is, again, you'll get healing. Some people are getting some physical healing, also emotional healing, spiritual healing, and helping you get put forth on your path. So these are largely energy and speaking. These are not sessions where you're talking back and forth like a psychic reading. It's mostly, here's the energy, here's the information, and if there's a question, we'll answer it at the end. Both of these are like that. And, you know, Ian, I didn't put this in the package, but I'm guided. We're now having a new one that's Life Purpose Energy by the Priestesses.
Mm.
And that's very specific, Lemuria or even beyond Lemuria, meaning if you're from another civilization or your star origins. So that is available as well. And if people are loving it. It's very deep. I wrote this a month ago, you know, when I sent it into the show.
Yeah.
This Life Purpose session was not available a month ago.
Okay.
So it's brand new.
Life Purpose session.
Yeah. People can have any of those, and they are okay. Very profound and deep sessions.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Infused with beautiful Lemurian energy and infused with beautiful Lemurian song, which I'm sure we'll hear in a while, right, Sanra? Today.
Yes. Yeah, as soon as we're ready to do the activation.
Okay.
Then we'll hear that, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this beautiful offer. Love the chakra work as well. Never seen that before here. I've never been offered on Wisdom of the Ancients. And so this is a lovely opportunity for everyone to have each of those chakras awakened and have the release of the Lemurian energy. Yeah, ease and grace. Beautiful. And then, of course, if I can just finish... with this, the ability to work with Sun Ra in private session, which is, you heard Zoe. I'm sure, Zoe, you've had a private session. I know I have, and it's really a very, very special time. And when you receive your Lemurian name, it's hard to describe, but you just feel a sense of home. And for those of us today who were in Lemuria, and again, Sun Ra mentioned that if you're here, you are Lemurian, you've been there. This is in your heritage. When you receive your name and you hear Sun Ra sing on your private session call, it's something that you'll never forget. You'll never forget. It's really, it becomes encoded in your DNA. You'll never forget that. It's beautiful. So I encourage you as a lovely, lovely experience or for the healing to work with Sun Ra if you haven't yet. And if you have already, well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay.
Thank you, right. Ian. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you for your work. So beautiful, so special. All right, let's go to the webinar. And if you're on the webinar and you put your question in, let's see how many we can get to. So, of course, Sun Ra, this is non-interactive. So, you know, if you can just tune in to the person and just give them some information, and we'll just move through a few of these as well. So this is, I think it's Raina, R-E-N-A, Raina from Vicksburg. And Raina writes in, Sun Ra, please tell me my chakra blockages that are keeping me from seeing who I truly am. Mm,
okay, Raina, thank you. There's two major ones. One's the heart, one is the throat. So, Raina, I would actually start with a throat with you because you have much to actually say. The throat, you know, can be an expression of saying or or words or art or movement, but you have things to say, and the throat has been so damaged because in the past you've had things to say, and it has been thwarted. So now I want you again, I've said this before, you are safe. You are done with that past mutilation and torture and killing. You are done with that. And now you can say, yes, I am safe. I am safe. And there's a lot of energy coming to your throat center. So please receive that, because even when we're done with the call, you can still call on the priestesses to get that energy. And then your heart is hurt. It is hurt by this. So you want to love yourself right now. Put your hand on your heart. Just love yourself. I am worthy. I am loving myself in this wondrous bubble matrix of light. I am safe. I am loving myself. And I can express who I am, for I am needed. So ask the priestesses to help you. You have a beautiful, beautiful energy to give, and it's safe to give it now, Rena. It's safe now. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. This is Arietta from Athens, and Arietta writes in, wow, beautiful information. There is an energy of fear around my neck and throat chakra. Anything you can see or mini healing or anything around that, Sun Ra?
Arietta, yes, thank you. Oracle, you have been an oracle, as I'm sure you are aware. I don't think this is new information, but you brought through very good and accurate information. But when you started bringing through information that was true, yet did not please what we might say to court, then, of course, was the beginning of the end. And, of course, you had to be true to yourself. But that being true to yourself, of course, put you in harm's way. And so you need to remember, I am not in that court any longer. There is no one that is going to hurt me now, although I think there's a bit of entanglement there. Because of some, I wouldn't say it's a curse, but it was some kind of energy placed on you that's making it very difficult for you to get out of this. So I am going to send some specific energy to help you. I hope that that's enough, but I'm not certain if it will be. But there is energy now coming from the priestesses and also from the angelic realms. I am worthy. I am safe, Arietta.
Thank you so much. And Arietta, if you feel guided, then of course there's always the private session with Sun Ra as well to continue that that work. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is Mary from Toronto. And Mary's asking, what am I holding in my chakras that needs to be healed? What is all my extreme sadness about?
Mary, thank you. The sadness. So there is some sadness and grief because you have been, there are many aspects, as we are seeing that. There's some grief from loss in past lives, personal kind of loss, ancestral, that you're holding. But also there's grief of not being able to be who you are because you've been held back. So now that you're here and now that you're stepping into, you know, who you are, it will take some courage to say, oh, well, I can't get past that. So you don't have to live in that sadness and in that fear, because I see a lot of fear also. You can simply give intent and call on the priestesses. For now, we have encircled you with a sacred spiral. And if you give the sadness to the sacred spiral with your intention of being safe and serving and being free and happy, all these things are possible. So use the spiral. Use the spiral, Mary. Good. She started. Good for you. So just, you didn't even have to know what it all is. Give all the stuff that you know or don't know into the spiral, which will take it up and give it to the light. And then the priestesses will help you also kind of to rebuild. Yeah. Good job, Mary. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for these beautiful readings, Sun Ra. That's such a wonderful gift that you're able to offer everyone on the show.
You're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And if you would be able to get us into the space to take us through that activation, That would be also a wonderful offering that you could offer up now. If you wouldn't mind, just share with everyone what the activation is, and then by all means, you can just go right into it.
Very good. Thank you. So what this is, the first part is an activation, and I'm going to very quickly, I'm going to do like the mini version of going through every chakra with its sound. So it'll be very quick. It'll take, you know, maybe a third of the time that might normally take, but you'll get a feel for it. And then the second part is actually an infusion of energy into your chakras by the priestesses. So we will sing, and I will name the chakra, tell you and do the chant, and then we'll have the infusion of energy. But I am going to start with a latte now first, because that's always what we do. That's the very first chant I ever got from the priestesses. It means we are one. It's La, L-A-K, which is T-E, second word, second paragraph, right? And then Na, N-A, Latte Na. We are one. So it's a chant of unity, chant of wholeness. So we'll do that first, then the activation of the chakra sounds, and then the infusion. So I want everybody to just come into themselves, be centered, trust yourself, know I am a Lemurian being of light. Latena, 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 Latena. Latena, 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 La Latena, La Latena, La Latena. La la tina, 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 la la tina. Now we'll begin at the root center. Sacral center. Hoyan hee, higher heart. Alun, alun, alun ti. 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 Throat. Olan, 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 olan. Olan, 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 olan. The jade gateway at the back of the head, your ascension chakra. Li huin, li huin. Your third eye. Le ha le ha le ha. 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 Le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha. Le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha. Le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha le ha. Your crown center. Li hu, li hu, li hu, li hu, li hu. Liru, liru, liru. Your causal center, maybe a foot above the head, connected to your Akashic records in the solar system. Wheelie, 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 wheelie. Feely, 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 feely. Your soul star, maybe 2 feet above the head, wherever you feel it, has to do with your soul energy, your soul's intent connected with the galaxy. Olohi, 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 olohi. Olai, 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 olai. The stellar gateway, which is about arm's length above your head. This is your cosmic gateway for enlightenment, divine spark connecting with the universe. Ha-ha-ina, ha-ha-ina, ha-ha-ina. Ahaina, 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 ahaina. And then far, far above your head, 6-8 feet, is the gateway of the Cosmic Mother. Yelayuna, 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 Yelayuna. Yelayuna, 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 Yelayuna. And the Earth Star, which is just beneath your feet, connecting with the Earth and the spiritual grounding. Oli Ali Ani Liani, Oli Ali Ani Liani. Oli Ali Ani, Oli Ali Ani, Oli Ali Ani Liani, Oli Ali Ani Liani, Oli Ali Ani Liani, Oli Ali Ani, Oli Ali Ani. of water for this one. This is the four parts. Front of the heart center, right of the heart center, back of the heart center. It is the curve of the heart.
Sunra? Sunra? We can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So should I repeat that?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is the Galactic Heart Center and the Galactic Heart Cluster. And it is four parts. It's out in front of the heart at heart level, to the right side, to the back, to the left. This is a service center connected with the Galactic Heart. This is a very intense chant, and you may feel a certain spinning around you. You should not feel spinning. So we'll begin now. Ha, 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 he. Ha, 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 he. Ha, ha, ha. Feel that. It clears and it makes great empowerment for all of your chakras and your galactic intention. So as you're feeling that energy, we are now having the infusion of energy from the priestesses. Simply receive. We are around you, beloved hearts. We are around each one of you. We are around the entire group. We are holding you in our great heart. And we are sending an infusion of very loving Lemurian energy to each one of your chakras now. Receive. Beloved hearts, as we continue to bring you this infusion of Lemurian energy encoded with great love and light from Lemuria, beloved hearts, awaken. Know that you are safe within your beings. Know that our love is with you, that our many, many blessings be upon you as we bring also the sacred spiraling energy of Lemuria, which is a very high frequency and helps you remember the great and wondrous being of light that you are, each and every one of you. as we hold you in our great shared heart, then you are remembering the feeling of safety. As we empower you with this infusion of light to step forth in a way that is needed and that is wondrous in this world, beloved heart, you can feel filled with that which you are, beloved heart. All that you are is essential to be awakened in this lifetime, in this moment, so that you can be fulfilled in your own self and move forth on your own spiritual path and awaken to the beauty and harmony that you hold within and that you fully, fully can express in safety. Beloved hearts, our wondrous, wondrous loving energy to you. The beauty that you seek within is now awakened, and you may be in the flow of love with yourself again, beloved hearts. You are safe. You are honored by us and by all the cosmic beings of light that are present. We welcome you again into your own heart and into your own self. We know the vast and wondrous potential that you hold, and we know the deep and great yearning and desire in your heart to bring that forth. We hold you in our circle, beloved heart. And we ask that you hold your head high, that you awaken your heart, and that you be empowered to be the wondrous memoriam beings of love and light that have returned in service. We are one, beloved heart. We are all one, and we honor each and every one of you. We love each and every one of you, and we are deeply grateful for your presence on earth in this very magnificent time, beloved heart. Ya ona le na shona me na uwe, ya wanya le ha, ya na shona me na na una shena mai, unana le ani, una. Hatush nene ala hakate yamanana kish patakali ala yamanana kishpata. Namaste, beloved heart.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Shana Rao. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Ian, and thank you, everyone, for being who you are.
It's been such a beautiful offering that you've offered today. What a beautiful transmission. And thank you for sharing all about the Lemurian chakras and the tones and just really bringing Lemuria into our space. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, sweet souls, this show for now is over. The energy remains with you. So remain in the beautiful energy as we say our goodbyes for today. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for sharing
your
life.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, thank you. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. Thank the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Namaste, everyone. Bye now.